Hi, honey. I'm sorry I'm home so late again, but one of my swim students needed some extra attention. Yes, they are very demanding of me, aren't they? To be honest, I don't mind as much as I probably should. They've taught me a lot about myself, and I guess a lot about you, too. I never would have realized just how inadequate your cock is without access to all their young, big, beautiful cocks. Imagine I would have just been blissfully happy fucking you and sucking that tiny cock of yours, never imagining how good it would feel to get my throat stretched by the head of a big, thick, pulsing, veiny, long, hard cock. Sorry, I guess I did get carried away there. I had no intention of taking his cock down my throat. It's just the more I get of that, the more I crave it, and I tried to avoid it, but fuck, his cock had such an amazing flavor. I can still taste him on my lips. I knew just from the taste of his pre-cum that, oh God, he would have some of the sweetest cum I've ever tasted. And I wanted it just piled up on my tongue so that I could savor it. I can only imagine that this story has made your cock hard, babe. But the thing is, your little dick is so tiny, it's almost impossible for me to tell if you're getting hard beneath your pants. Well, go on. Take them off and let me see that little hard dick of yours. Oh, there he is. So adorable. Does he want me to continue with my story? Oh, God, you're throbbing, aren't you? It has been a really long time since your cocks got any of my attention. I'm very sorry about that, babe. I've just been so busy with the boys. How about you sit down and I'll continue my story. Would your little cock like that? Oh, no, babe. You can't touch it or stroke it while I'm telling my story. Don't be silly. I want you to just sit on your hands and relax and listen, okay? Oh, that's a good boy. So, where was I? Oh, yes. The taste of that sweet pre-cum. I wanted it all over my tongue so I could roll it around and play with it and really just savor the delicious taste of him. So I let him rub the head of his cock just on the tip of my tongue and my lips, making sure to keep it soaking wet with my spit. Oh, and he just stroked that cock. Fuck. He must do that a lot, babe. He was so good at it. And he looked so sexy stroking it. Not like you. And that's probably why I don't let you stroke yours anymore. Your hand covers your entire cock. I really get no joy out of watching you jack off. But him, oh fuck, he had a nice, long, thick cock, and oh, he knew how to work it. The noises he made, God, he had deep, deep growls when he started to come. And I hate to admit it, but, well, they made me come, babe. Oh, fuck. I would never tell him that, of course, but it's been a while since I let myself come like that. Oh, I needed it. Oh, and it just got more intense when he started to shoot stream after stream of his warm, thick cum on my tongue. Oh, fuck, babe, it tasted so good. Mmm, fuck, I wish I could have more of it. Oh, I was savoring it right there on the tip of my tongue, and then with a little cheeky bastard, he just shoved his cock right into the back of my throat, pushing all that cum deep, deep down my throat. It was so fucking hot. The way he just took what he wanted. Oh, and then he did it again, getting more cum from my tongue and pushing it deep. Oh, making my tight little throat just stretch so fucking wide to take down the girth of him. Oh, yeah. That probably is why my voice sounds a little raspy right now. God, that unexpected throat fucking. Oh, it hurt, but fuck. So worth it. And of course, whatever cum escaped my lips, I made sure to clean up. There was no way I was gonna waste a drop of that delicious nectar. Yes, as a matter of fact, that's his cum on my shirt right there. It's all dried up. Sadly, I couldn't help a little bit of it dripping out, I guess. You want to taste it? You mean right here on my big tits? Well, you have been a very good boy. Okay, come here, babe. Bring that tiny, leaking cock closer, and you can lick that delicious cum off of my shirt. Oh, you look so adorable doing that. I know. See? I told you. Doesn't he fucking taste good? Oh, so much better than you, babe. Oh, my goodness. Oh, did that make you come? Oh, yes. Look at the tiny little mess you made. No, I'm not mad. But you do know that you're supposed to ask my permission first before your cock can come. And I honestly don't think that you deserve the taste of his delicious cum in your mouth when you just wasted all of yours. So, you're gonna clean up all that cum that dripped there onto my feet? Yes. All of it with your tongue. And then you'll get a good comparison of what you taste like versus what his fucking yummy cum tastes like. And then maybe you'll understand why I don't want to suck your cock. Not only is it much too tiny for me these days, but, well, I don't crave the taste of you. Not like I crave the taste of them. Oh, I know you don't blame me, babe. You're very good that way. Clean it all up. Oh, there you go. Get every tiny drop. Oh, Keith! It tickles. Oh, oh, your tongue's very warm. It does feel good. I appreciate it when you're such a good boy. Now I think I better go get cleaned up. This shirt is actually stuck to me. There was much more cum on it than I realized. What about dinner? Oh, I didn't know you made dinner, babe. Well, I'd love to say that I'd enjoy it, but quite frankly, I have a belly full of his cum, and that's more than enough for me. But you go on ahead and eat without me, and be sure to clean up all the mess when you're done. And then you can come to bed and help me plan the special surprise I have for the boys when we win nationals. You are right, babe. With a great coach like me, I have no doubt they're gonna win. Meet you upstairs.